I know I can make a lot of money doing this, man. I just, you know, it's just the whole process that I'm having trouble with. You know what I mean? I know you just pretty much, you know, get the water boiling, and just get a jar or something like that, and put it in the jar and just watch it, you know, bubble up.
Shame on him.
What? DJ Illwell.
Have my scrubs on. I'm the chemist that's whipping it in the kitchen. This here is not for the children. You need parental ambition if you want to learn how to cook in the dope business. First, your barbershop. Look for the priciest chickens. I recommend that you pay Jorge a visit. Got it wrapped in saran. 17.5, no, drop 4 grand. This is LA, man. Unless it be a drought. But homie, if it ain't, then it is somewhere else. Flip your hustle down south. That's a whole nother story, though. Back to the lesson. Hope you take it down your footnotes. Class is in session. Get your instructions. Grab some baking soda, a triple beam, a beaker, and a hanger you can stir with. Split 9-0s 4 ways in that 36. Place it on the triple beam. As hard as it may seem, it's not that tricky. Say, you'll get it, baby. Just bear with me. Confidence before compliments. Now let's get busy. This is the procedure. 250 grams of Coke, 150 grams of soda. Place it in the beaker. Your water should be boiling by then. Grab a small cup and pour it in. Twist the hanger until it's paper thin. Place the hanger in the beaker, then give your wrist a circular spin. But hold on, it gets tricky again. As your hand rotate, you're probably thinking it's safe until it starts to harden, slowing down the pace. The muscle inside your arm is making your joints ache. You're struggling on the job, but don't lose faith. Wait, you got it back soft. Okay. Now pour some hot water inside the beaker jar. The work should rise to the top. Then pour some cold water on that. That's when the dope should drop. Snatch the cookie out the jar, grab a razor from the cabinet, place it on the cardboard, then chop. As soon as the razor hit the work, you're happy, you're excited that the chemistry worked. This the fiend's appetite, shit, this bigger than life. You turn to Mr. Nino Brown in one night. You should thank me twice. Though you learn from a chemist who never moved a brick in his life. How ironic.
I don't believe that, man. Hmm. You're too professional with it, man. There's like no way you've never done it before, you know what I mean? Hmm. That was too descriptive.